8:41, Monday morning, last night, the Global Teacher Prize. We've been having an amazing morning replaying some of the interviews from the red carpet on a Sunday night in Dubai.
Yeah, just like I was just thinking there, meeting just one of these people that you guys got to interview yesterday must have been amazing, but like 6 or 7 was just fantastic.
You know, Charlize Theron, Priyanka Chopra were absolutely fantastic. The girls from Suits were there as well that we got to speak to once again.
Sarah Rafferty and Gina Torres, they were so cool.
Which were fantastic. Trevor Noah, but then Lewis Hamilton came towards the end.
Now, he was a surprise, actually, at the ceremony.
He did a bit of a stunt for the Global Teacher Prize with the Vaki Foundation, an initiative to focus on and highlighting how important education is and how important teachers are. Mm-hmm. Not only here in the UAE, it's a worldwide search where the winning teacher gets $1 million, and it was rewarded last night.
Yep.
Lewis Hamilton was great to be involved. He was so cool to stop by. He came, as we said, just dressed in this velour sort of shirt.
It was like a satin mint green shirt with plaid pants and boots.
But he can do that. It's Lewis, and he looked good.
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook page. You can check out the photos, Virgin Radio DX. People, we caught up with Lewis Hamilton on the red carpet.
Hey.
What's up, man?
How you going?
Man, congratulations on the success over the last year.
Thank you so much, and thanks so much for having me. I wonder who was shouting. I was coming down the long red carpet. But you got a good voice on you, man. Can you sing?
Not really, but I know you can rap. I'll beatbox if you rap.
I don't rap. I know
that
you.
No?
Who said that?
I've spoken to you once before many years ago, and you were in the back of a party somewhere. I forget where it was, but someone turned on some music, and the next thing...
Oh, yeah. Once I've had a drink.
Hey, welcome to a beautiful night, a beautiful weekend. The Global Teacher Prize, obviously $1 million given to a teacher. Let's put that aside for a moment, just to appreciate your teachers here, not only just in the UAE, but globally. It is so important, right?
It is, and I really want to say a big thank you to the Vaki family for having this this event. I mean, it's incredible. So many people have turned up to really honor the teachers, seeing Andrea, seeing what she's achieved. I've read about what she's achieved. I promise that I'm going to go down and visit her school.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's...
You made that promise.
I did, because I had a difficult time at school. And so coming here and seeing teachers, you know,
Can I stop you there? Why was it difficult? You said you had a difficult... Was it just...
I struggled. I had limited time because I was racing. So I was always behind. Teachers weren't necessarily going out of their way like Andrea does to make it accessible and easier for me to keep up. So to see great teachers, I said to her, I want her to be my, I wish she was my teacher, because I would have been even further along. But it is great, and especially as they've, you know, moved around the curriculum as well, so they can, you know, connect with the students, you know, through art, encouraging them and tapping into their creativity, which is enabling them to, you know, grow smarter. I think it's, you know, it's the way of the future. I hope more and more schools take that on. You know, they're in the 1 to 5 percentile, I think it is, of the country, so doing amazingly.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite class? What was your worst class? What were you good at? What was Lewis Hamilton not good at in class, in school?
Sports was always easy for me, naturally.
Yep.
My favorite was art.
Really? Okay. But mine was art. Mine was art because I felt like I could just go there and hang out for an hour and
no. For me, I was in like my bedroom was always covered in images, drawings that I would draw. So I was I'm quite artsy. So that was really what I was into, design, those kind of things. When we were doing designing of clothes, for example, that was something I really loved. So again, going into that creativity, that thing encouraged me to do well in the other areas. But again, as I said, I struggled. So, you know, I'm looking forward to going down to the school and seeing what she's been working on. Hopefully, because, you know, kids today, people see the success that I have today as they do with other people's success. And they don't necessarily understand or have any comprehension of where we've come from, how hard it's been to get where we are. Probably have no idea that along that way there were times that you wanted to, you know, you thought you were failing, so you wanted to give up. But you got through it, because I know a lot of kids today try things but then stop before, you know,
they keep going.
Yeah, and you know, Andrea, I think, and a lot of these great teachers that are here today and teachers around the world, I know there's a lot of teachers doing great things. It's just because I'm here, I'm getting to see it magnified, and you know, I'm proud of everyone here.
What would you advise her to do with $1 million? This is her first million. This is, you know, what would there be advice from Lewis Hamilton, who obviously...
Well, if she needs any advice of how to save it, put it away, that's, I think a lot of people in general get money but she's a teacher, so she's smart, she knows what to do, I don't need to tell her.
Sure.
But if she needs any advice of who, so that she doesn't, you know, it goes a long way.
Awesome stuff with Lewis Hamilton. He talked about being vegan shortly. Hold on, it's Virgin Radio.